This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, stating that he has significantly enhanced India's prestige and influence on the global stage through his visionary governance and constructive engagement with world leaders. Addressing a large public gathering at Rai Rangpur in Odisha's Mayurbhanj district, organized to mark the completion of 2 years of the Mohan Charan Majhi government, in presence of Mr. Modi, the President said, India has consistently emerged as a voice of peace, dialogue and cooperation under Prime Minister Modi's stewardship. Addressing the public gathering, Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded Odisha's progress as the state completed 2 years under Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, saying it is moving rapidly on the path of development and contributing significantly to the growth of eastern India.
Odisha mein aarthik gatividhiyan, nivesh aur udyogon ko aakarshit karne ka samarthya aaj nazar aa raha hai. केंद्र सरकार का विजन है पूर्वी भारत के विकास से भारत का विकास. इसलिए हम पूर्वोदय की नीति पर काम कर रहे हैं. जिस पूर्वी भारत को कांग्रेस के दौर में पिछड़ेपन का पर्याय बना दिया गया था, आज वो प्रगति का प्रवेश द्वार बन रहा है.
The Prime Minister today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for development projects worth around 47,000 crore rupees across multiple sectors. Later, the PM arrived in West Bengal for a two-day visit. He took part in Paschim Banga Divas celebrations at Tarkeshwar in Hooghly district. He also released the 23rd installment of PM Kisan scheme worth 18,880 crore rupees, benefiting over 9.44 crore farmers across the country. Mr. Modi participated in a grand function to celebrate the State Day along with Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari. He launched, dedicated and laid foundation stones for various development projects across railways, agriculture, rural development, fisheries and animal husbandry sectors. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the BJP government has started working at super fast pace for Bengal's development. He expressed hope that this historic Paschim Banga Divas inspired development of West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation to celebrate International Yoga Day 2026 tomorrow at Red Road in Kolkata. Thousands of yoga enthusiasts will participate, while millions of citizens are expected to join virtually from across India and abroad. The event will reaffirm yoga's growing role as a global movement promoting health, harmony and collective well-being. This year marks the 12th International Day of Yoga with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging, which highlights the importance of adopting yoga as a lifelong practice for healthy, active and dignified aging. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will commission three indigenously built Indian Navy platforms, INS Dunagiri, INS Sanshodhak and INS Agre in Kolkata tomorrow. Designed by the Navy's Warship Design Bureau and built by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, the vessels are intended to strengthen combat operations, hydrographic surveying and anti-submarine warfare. The government has notified the expansion of central drugs laboratory functions at Chaudhary Charan Singh National Institute of Animal Health in Baghpat, Uttar Pradesh for veterinary vaccine testing. With the latest notification, the scope of testing at the institute has been substantially expanded from testing 2 vaccines to now test 42 veterinary vaccines. The ministry said that the notification will further strengthen the regulatory framework for ensuring the quality, safety and efficacy of veterinary vaccines. The first batch of pilgrims undertaking the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra 2026 crossed into China through the Nathula Pass today, marking the commencement of their onward journey. Governor of Sikkim Om Prakash Mathur flagged off the batch in the presence of Minister of Tourism Sherin Tendu Bhutia. According to the schedule, the pilgrims are expected to reach Gyangte today. The Mansarovar Parikrama is slated for 27 June and the first batch is scheduled to return to Gangtok on 1st of next month. In cricket, Afghanistan have set a target of 219 runs for India in the third and final ODI in Chennai. In reply, India were 132 for no loss in 17 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.